Petulia took her back to the cottage. She did her best assuring Tiffany that she believed her, but Tiffany knew she was only being nice. And Miss Level tried to talk to her as she ran upstairs, but she bolted her door, kicked off her boots, and lay on the bed with a pillow over her head to drown out the laughter echoing inside. They'd laughed at her. They'd said, "What hat?" And they'd laughed even more when she'd raised her hand to touch the invisible brim and hadn't found it. Downstairs, there was some muffled conversation between Petulia and Miss Level, and then the sound of the door closing as Petulia left. After a while, there was a scraping noise as Tiffany's boots were dragged across the floor and arranged neatly under the bed. Oswald was never off duty. After another while, the laughter died down, although she was sure it had never go completely. She lay in the dark, staring at nothing. She missed the sounds and the silences of the chalk. She missed part of herself. She needed blue butterflies, the sounds of sheep and the big empty skies. But they were a long way away now, too far. And perhaps she wasn't a witch at all. What had the virtual hat done for her? Perhaps the old woman had tricked her. Perhaps she should go home and make soft Nellies for the rest of her life. Outside it began to rain quite hard, and she heard the mutter of thunder. What would Granny Aching have done? Even folded in the wings of despair, she knew the answer to that. Granny Aching never gave up. She'd search all night for a lost lamb. She lay looking at nothing for a while. Yes, it had to be there. She lit a candle by the bed. This couldn't wait until morning. She had a little trick for seeing the hat. If you moved your hand behind it quickly, there was a brief blurriness to what you saw, as though the light coming through the invisible hat took a little more time. Well, if the hat was there, everything would be fine. It wouldn't matter what people thought. She stood in the middle of the carpet while the lightning danced outside and closed her eyes. While down in the garden, the apple tree branches flayed in the wind, the dream catchers and curse nets clashing and jangling. "See me," she said. The world went totally silent. It hadn't done that before. Tiffany tiptoed round until she knew she was opposite herself and opened her eyes again. And there she was, and the hat, as clear as it had ever been, and the image of Tiffany below it, a young girl in a green dress, opened its eyes, smiled at her and said, "We see you, now we are you." Tiffany tried to shout, "See me not," but there was no mouth to shout. Lightning struck nearby. The window blew in. The candle flame flew out in a streamer of fire and died. And then there was only darkness and the hiss of the rain.